Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Just time now for some recommendations on what's coming up on TV and in cinemas this coming week. And I'm joined today by RTE Guide movie editor Michael Doherty. And remotely, I think she's off on a jolly slash work somewhere, Dublin International Film Festival director Gráinne Humphreys. You're off on your holidays watching films, is it? Welcome both anyway. We'll start with TV. Michael, Rivals on Disney Plus started on Friday. Star-studded adaptation of the Jilly Cooper novel. She writes what used to be known as romps.
Romps are bonkbusters, I think. I'm not going to say bonkbusters on Sunday at 12, or whatever time it is.
Is this a good romp?
This is very much a good romp. I mean, I was a bit wary of it because I wouldn't have been. I think back to Rivals and Riders and all of that, and I think this mightn't be the thing for me. But actually, it is enormous fun. I mean, it's like I say, it's 10 parts. It's a wonderful cast. It's glossy. It's good looking. It reminds everybody of, like, it reminded me of watching Dallas and Dynasty and Falcon Crest in the 80s. It's that type of thing. Starts off with people in the Mile High Club on Concord while everybody in the rest of the plane is smoking and swigging champagne. So it's very much a throwback.
Good times.
It's good times. A very strong cast. Aidan Turner plays probably the main guy. I know the main guy is sort of the Lothario, but actually it's really Aidan Turner's character he plays a sort of chat show host, and he's very, very good. And it's all about the media and industry, and the rivals are rival media corporations. Great cast. Everywhere you look is a great cast. I mean, David Tennant is in it. Victoria Smurfit plays Aidan's wife, and it's just so strong. It's very quotable. I definitely would watch it. Not with your elderly relatives. Apparently, there are not one but two intimacy coordinators on this show. And having seen the first five episodes, I think they are Sid James and Barbara Windsor, because it's very much a carry-on romp, but great fun.
On Disney Plus, that sounds good. Gráinne, something a little bit more highbrow now. Mr. Loverman starts on BBC One tomorrow. This is nothing to do with Shabba Ranks. This sounds interesting.
It's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. So it's based on the novel by Bernardine Evaristo, who did Girl, Woman, Other. And it's about the fantastically named Barrington Jeddah Walker, who's a 74-year-old who comes home late one night, wakes up his wife of 50 years. She gets so annoyed and he just goes, you know what, I've had it. And he decides that after the 50 years of marriage, he's going to basically, you know, live the life that he wanted to and come out and say that he's actually not in love with her, but in love with his best friend, Morris. His soulmate.
Oh, brilliant.
It's a fantastic story. He's an incredible character, wonderfully witty, played by Lenny James, who people might remember from Line of Duty. Sharon D. Clarke plays Carmel, his wife. And it is just a wonderful drama. I've only seen the first two, but hugely recommended and wonderfully energetic and bright and authentic.
Great. So two shows to watch now. Mr. Loverman, that's start BBC One, 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Michael, Disclaimer, starring Cate Blanchett, has started on Apple TV. It's getting shocking reviews. I watched one. I thought it was kind of perfectly good, like mindless entertainment.
Yeah, well, I think the problem with the negative reviews is that it's one of those, like Alfonso Cuarón, the great director, in his mind, it's a 10-hour movie. It's not supposed to be just like chopped up into pieces. So you have to really see it all in one, almost like in one fell swoop, to understand how it goes and the way the narrative spins up and down. But it's a lovely, meaty drama. Cate Blanchett stars as she's playing this, like, sort of, she's a journalist and documentary maker who is very hard-hitting. And then out of the blue, a book appears and she is the main subject of the book, and it's sort of skeletons of her past are uncovered, and it's one of her past acquaintances who has written the book. So it's all about her, when she's used to being in control and setting the agenda and breaking all these storylines. Now she has to ensure that her storyline isn't broken, if you like. So it goes back and forward, past into present.
Yeah, and there's a lot lovely of lovely looking and
it's beautiful looking, great cast, wonderful director. But it's not easy going, and that's why maybe people aren't giving it a run. But, you know, stick with it. It's definitely worth it.
Okay. Gráinne, this is an unusual one for you now, but The Case I Can't Forget is back on RTE, and last Wednesday was the first of a two-parter on Martin Cahill. And you are recommending that people catch up with it on the RTE player before the second one, which is on RTE One on Wednesday at 9:35. You really thought this was terrific, yeah?
I thought this is really fantastic. I mean, I didn't realise it actually started in the kind of like 70s and the kind of Martin Cahill kind of early years, right? But these detectives whose careers were shaped by having this, you know, master criminal, if you like, in their midst, and the way in which Cahill's kind of, you know, learning and his emergence as a kind of, you know, master, as I suppose, you know, sort of gang lord, and the way in which he learned, for instance, around the forensic scientists, and how he learned to, you know, to get rid of and dispose of, you know, cars and clothing and evade capture. I mean, it literally is, looks like a Hollywood film, which, as we know, has been turned into films many times.
Yeah.
But it's brilliantly done, and Claire Dunne does the voiceover, and she's amazing. So it's just one of those things that I have to say, I definitely ran straight to see
okay,
the second
fantastic
version.
Fantastic. Okay, yeah. The Case I Can't Forget, and get the first one on the player, second one RTE1 Wednesday 9:35. Michael, really briefly, In Her Car, which starts on RTE2 on Thursday, a Ukrainian miniseries.
Yeah, very much. 10-part again. Lovely story, a really simple story. It's about a therapist in Ukraine who takes civilians into safety, away from the bombings when the invasion starts. And each episode is one story, one cab ride, if you like. It's very similar to, and Grania, we both love Abbas Kiarostami. He made a movie called 10 about a taxi driver, and each case was about the story of the person in the back of the cab.
And it's good, is it?
It's very, very good.
Okay.
And it'll be on the player as well.
Okay, In Her Car, RTE2 Thursday, or on the player. Grania, In Restless Dreams is a new Paul Simon documentary. Now, it's made by Alex Gibney, who people will know his name, which usually is a mark of quality. So it's in selected cinemas for one night, which I think is tonight, but then available to buy rent on Apple and Amazon. Is it good, yeah?
It's brilliant. I mean, I was intimidated, 209 minutes, but it literally just flies, and it's filled with incredible archive, which is the big thing for these kind of projects. There's a real connection. I mean, Gibney docs on Sinatra. He's made one on so many other big kind of profile titles. But genuinely, the idea that Paul Simon, just over six decades, and the way in which his career shaped the art Garfunkel relationship, the way in which he kind of improvises Robinson for The Graduate. It's, you're going to have, you know, anecdotes come out of you basically for a couple of weeks after this. Really, yeah. Really enjoyable.
And it does feel like probably time for us to kind of appreciate and recognise Paul Simon, doesn't it? You know, it feels like he's coming to that point, possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a moment when they play the kind of final version of Sound of Silence, and your brain, you just stop.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those sort of like heart-stopping sort of songs, and you forget exactly how many of those kind of
exactly
shaped our lives.
You absolutely, you know, do. Yeah, the Great American Songbook, a lot of it is Simon and Garfunkel and Paul Simon. Okay, Grania Humphreys and Michael Doherty, thank you both very much.